From Washington, this is VOA News. Belgian prosecutors have issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attack. I'm David Byrd, reporting from Washington. The federal prosecutor's office said in a statement Saturday that it issued the warrant for a man it only identified as Faisal C. It said he was involved in a terrorist group, terrorist killings, and attempted terrorist killings. The statement did not confirm that Faisal C. is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in airport security camera video alongside two men who blew themselves up there. Belgian media reported that a man named Faisal Chafou was suspected of fleeing the Brussels airport. On Friday, Belgian prosecutors said three people were detained in a counter-terrorism operation in Brussels that was prompted by the arrest of a Frenchman near Paris who was suspected of plotting a new attack. Meanwhile, organizers have postponed Sunday's planned March for Solidarity in Belgium after the country's interior minister asked residents not to attend for safety reasons. The event's organizer, Emmanuel Foulon, said Saturday that the march was postponed because the safety of the citizens is a top priority.
I think the most important is the safety of the citizens. So, of course, we wanted to organize a march, but if there is any risk, we have to cancel, and we will postpone it. And there will be demonstration, organized or not organized, because people need to be together and to live together, and they need also to have solidarity in their life.
Foulon said the march would be rescheduled for another date once the Interior Ministry gives the green light. He said Belgians need to celebrate a new step to forget about the violence of Tuesday's attacks. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces moved deeper into the Islamic State-controlled city of Palmyra Saturday, recapturing several neighborhoods. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and regional media outlets reported airstrikes and artillery bombardment, saying that waves of explosions hit buildings and smoke could be seen rising from many locations. Islamic State took Palmyra in May of 2015 and later demolished many famous Roman-era monuments in the UNESCO World Heritage Site. U.S. President Barack Obama says that defeating the Islamic State group remains his administration's top military, intelligence, and national security priority. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama called Belgium a close ally. He said he had offered the country's prime minister the full array of U.S. support in battling terrorism. The president also said the United States will not stop until Islamic State is defeated.
We will succeed. The terrorists will fail. They want us to abandon our values and our way of life. We will not.
Mr. Obama said that he will use the coming nuclear security summit in Washington as an opportunity to work with allies to coordinate efforts to defeat Islamic State. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has scored wins in the Democratic presidential caucuses in Alaska and Washington State. Sanders told supporters in Wisconsin, which holds its primary April 5th, that he knew that Western states would help his chances for the nomination.
We knew from day one that we were going to have politically a hard time in the Deep South. That is a conservative part of our country, but we knew things were going to improve as we headed west.
Including so-called superdelegates or party officials who can back any candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has at least 1,697 delegates to Sanders' 976. It takes almost 2,400 to win the nomination. Hawaii is also voting Saturday, but its caucus has not concluded. And astronauts aboard the International Space Station got an early Easter treat on Saturday with the arrival of a supply ship full of fresh food and experiments. The newly arrived orbital ATK Cygnus holds nearly 3,600 kilograms of groceries, equipment, and scientific experiments. Two other resupply missions are scheduled to the space station in the next 2 weeks. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.